Today we have the example of a wonderful figure in the infancy narratives, the figure of Anna, called a prophetess, prophetissa in Latin. She had been in the temple for many, many decades. She had been married at 14 years old, which was a customary time to be married. We assume that she was married at about that time. And she was widowed at about the age of 21, if that is the case. And then she meets the Holy Family 84 years later. She's a widow for 84 years. So you can do the math. She was really old by the time the Holy Family came to the temple. She was the same age, if we figure it out, we work it out, she was about the same age as the other, as another great female figure who was also a woman in the Old Testament, Judith, who was so important for the history of the Jewish people. God preserved Anna all the way to this moment, year in and year out. Again, if we do the math, she had been in the temple, as it says, day and night, pretty much without ceasing, for over 30,000 days in a row. She persevered. She embodies, this figure embodies the beautiful verse in the psalm, "One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. One thing I have asked from the Lord, one thing I seek, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." It underscores how very important it is, our participation in the liturgical worship that Holy Church offers us, always to do our very best and to persevere in it, even when it's a challenge, when it's difficult. There's no better thing for us to be doing. Everything in our vocations as Christians flows from liturgical worship and then has to be brought back to our liturgical worship of God. That's one lesson that we can learn from Anna. Another, however, is this perseverance in the face, perhaps, of doubts that we have about what God has in store for us. I think we've all had that. We've all had that notion go through our mind. Am I really doing the right thing? What does God have in store for me? This might be especially when you're younger and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do in life. But we have to look at Anna as a model of perseverance. Day in and day out she was in the temple, waiting for that thing, just like Simeon, having received a revelation from the Lord that he would live till the point when he saw the Messiah. When he did, after so many years, such as this old man waiting, he took the child in his arms and he exclaimed a mighty prayer, a mighty hymn to God. Well, of all the possible universes that God could have created, he created this one, into which he called us at an exact point in time according to a plan. God has a plan for us. It's sometimes difficult to figure out what God's plan is. You who are young might want to perk up a little bit here, because you're going to have to figure this out. And the way that you figure this out is in the tangle of your minds and figuring out what your inclinations are. You have to get to know yourself. What are your inclinations? What are your talents? How are you directed or maybe not so good at? Or what are you really good at? Or what draws you? What pulls you? So there are the interior things that move you, beginning to understand yourself. But then there are also those things from without that come, the things that can only come through listening. Listening to two sources especially. The source which is often mysterious and hard to hear, which is the voice of God and your conscience working in your mind, working in your heart, perhaps promptings by God through your angels and so forth. to try to help you and guide you, but also the guidance from another authority, the people around you who know you well and the people who love you. They might see in you things that you don't quite, that you don't see in yourselves yet. And they might be a very great insight into what it is that you may be directed to in life. They can't make that decision for you, but they can maybe help you make the decision. So Anna helps us understand what it's like to persevere in prayer, seeking God always in that very best place, especially in prayer, especially in the sacred space of the temple, day in and day out, so that it's part of the daily life, but also seeking to do the will of God, even when it's mysterious, even when it seems to be far off and obscure. Now, just to shift gears here, Advent and Christmas. Advent is past, we're in the Christmas season, and part of Advent has been to prepare for the coming of the Lord in the various ways that he comes. And because repetita juvant, repeated things help, I'll just say it once again. He comes in so very many ways. He comes in every word of Scripture, and he comes in the person of the priest, and he comes in Holy Communion. He comes at the moment when he's called upon the altar by the priest in transubstantiation. He comes in the person of the needy, anybody who needs corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Christ is in your midst, and they need that help, even if it's a great sacrifice to do so. So we prepare for all these comings of the Lord because we know that the Lord is going to come in a very definitive way at the end of things, and we had better be ready. So we practice for all comings of the Lord so that we can be ready for how the Lord is going to come at the end, or we are going to go to him in death. And so that's a purpose of our Advent preparation. And then we arrive at Christmas, and we have the beautiful images that we celebrate on Christmas Eve. We had the blessing of the manger scene, and I'm sure you probably, so many of you probably have them set up in your own homes. And so we have the Lord's crib in our midst, but that wood of the crib always foreshadows the wood of the cross. The cross also has to be present and central to every Christian, every one of us. We have crosses to carry. But if we all have the cross in our life, that also affirms the other direction. We also always have the crib in our lives. Our crosses become larger as we get older. There's a little guy over here, for example, in the second row, who seems like at all virtually every Mass several times, has a terrible cross that he bears, and he gets terribly upset, and something has to be done about it. Well, as you get older, your crosses are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, we also have to make our cribs for the Lord and his coming bigger and bigger and bigger. We have to learn to expand the manger so that we can, just as we gaze on the Lord and in his agony for us, and we gaze at him with awe and love and gratitude, so too we can learn how to gaze on the Lord in his incarnation, who came into the world to save us from our sins and to reveal us more fully to ourselves. We can gaze on him in his sweetness and in his vulnerability and in his tenderness, in his complete openness to us, in his complete offering to us. We can gaze at him in the manger also with joy. Being a Christian and a disciple of the Lord isn't just all cross. It's also manger. It's also the crib. This is a season which helps us to unite the two together, especially once Christmas comes. You know, when we get to Lent, and we focus so much on the cross, but then of course there's the aspect of the resurrection afterwards. We have to have the cross before we have the resurrection, but we have to have the manger in the crib before we have the cross. The two are connected to each other. This is a beautiful time to reflect on how for so long, so many waited for the coming of the Messiah, the Davidic King, the Savior who would save us from all our sins. We should be joyful in this time. That's why Holy Church stops the clock for an 8-day period, so that each day for 8 days, the octave time, we get to contemplate different aspects of the mystery of the Incarnation, how the Lord emptied himself, how the eternal Word became a speechless child and became so open to us, so vulnerable to us, calling to each one of us to come to him, to gaze at him with joy. This is a beautiful season. I hope that as you continue perhaps visits with your family, this is a time when the way that the calendar works this year, we have maybe a little bit more time off and so forth. You can really spend a little time also devoted to these beautiful spiritual realities, the mysteries that Holy Church presents to us liturgically. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.